26 to 8 on a Thursday morning. Great to have your company. Don't forget Matty Brown, not too far away. James Gallagher from the Saints. Scott McDonald from Western United. Tom Harley from the Swans. And John Patton, now a Hawk. All still to come on the Breakfast Club. But Sam Power was in charge of things at the Western Bulldogs for the last, well, it seems like about 6 years, this trade period. But last little while, we'll call it. And he's had a good period as well. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You a happy man today?
Yeah, it's always a relief when it's all over and we're able to acquire the players that we set out to in Josh and Alex, which is really positive for the club.
Was it a harder fight than perhaps you thought it would be to get Josh and Alex, considering that they were mooted for quite some time? Did you have to work a bit harder?
Yeah, I mean, it probably went a little bit longer than I would have liked, but, I mean, that's to do with a lot of other trades and waiting for other things to happen as well. So we were always confident from our end that we'd put something in front of both those clubs that would be able to get the deal done at the end.
Were you fearful, because you get the bookends, which is a fantastic result. You've got one of the best midfields in the competition, if not the best midfield in the competition. So your strategy makes perfect sense. How important was keeping pick 13 for you?
Yeah, really important. Really important. Where we see this draft and what may be there around that pick. That we were really keen to continue to build on our talent base, but at the same time bring in some mature players that can come straight into the team and have an impact straight away.
We've talked a lot about Josh Bruce over the last 3 or 4 weeks. You've got a good player that can kick 30, 40 goals minimum every season, because that's what he's done over the last 5 years when he hasn't been injured. It's a big boost to your footy club.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, contested marking's obviously really good, and he's really athletic, both speed and endurance for a big guy. He can pinch hit in the rough, which will be important for us as well. So, and we think he'll not only be a good player in his own right, but he'll really help the development of Norton and Shacky and allow them to play their natural games as well.
Now, I'm a bit nervous asking this question because Rem has already shot me down, but does it also give the flexibility to put Norton back potentially where he started, or is it very much a situation where it is going to be Bruce and Norton as the main two up forward?
Oh, I think what he showed he can do this year as a forward was really exciting, and we'd like to keep working with that. But I suppose what it does do at the same time within game, if we need to for certain reasons, if we need to get someone else behind the ball or Aaron's down, we probably didn't have that luxury this year to throw him back as we needed him forward, him and Josh. So it does give a little bit more flexibility within games. But with what Aaron showed in his first year, really as a forward, we're really excited about what he can do in the front half of the ground.
So, Sam, forget the two names. How long had you guys targeted those positional needs for your football club? How early or late in the season was that identified?
Oh, pretty early in the year. We've had a couple go out through last year's trade period, a few retirements as well. So Jack Redpath retired, Tom Boyd, retired during this year as well. And then with a few going out, Marcus Adams at the end of last year, it just made us a little bit vulnerable in those areas of the ground. And we saw that at a couple of times, during this year. So to add another, experience, key back and key forward was the clear priority from early on.
So was it a matter of zeroing in on those two, or did you cast the net a little bit wider for those positional needs?
Yeah, we're really targeted in how we do it. We don't sort of cast it too wide and talk to too many. We sort of hone in on, firstly guys that we think will make us a better team, but ones we think we've got a real chance of attracting to the club as well. So, it was very, very specific with those guys. So, we're wrapped with the outcome at the end of the day.
And when does that process start? Because I reckon getting Sam Lloyd to the club last year, it's kind of gone under the radar how successful that was. When does that actually start, that process of identifying specific players? Is it sort of 18 months out, 12 months out, or 6 months out?
Yeah, for individual players, it might sort of vary. Some can start sort of, 2 years out or 18 months out. We've got a really clear strategy that, is obviously fluid and we keeps evolving over time. But, we've got an idea, I suppose, over the next sort of 2 to 3 years, where the gaps on our list are. And we obviously would love to address them all at once, but that's not always easy, and it could take sort of 2 or 3 years to do that. So, there's a few sort of gaps there. The key position element was definitely one, and we felt sort of looking at the draft and what was going to come through there, that we needed to address that during during the trade period.
So now you're through the trade period. Tory Dixon, I know he's winning Group 1 horse races left, right and centre at the moment, but is there a spot for him now you've got through this trade period?
Yeah, we'll assess all that now. We had a couple that had to sit through trade period, and you know, every club has that now, which creates a little bit of flexibility. Tory had a really positive year for us this year. Yeah, we've been in constant dialogue with his management, and that'll continue over the next next couple of days or next week, and we'll progress those talks internally as well about what we want for 2020.
So what we learned through the last year or so, Sam, is that this time of year now, once the trade period's officially done, you can start to think about moving picks to upgrade or stock for future years. What will you do with it, and will you take that to the draft, or will you look to maybe upgrade or stock for next year?
You're really keen to take it to the draft. Obviously, on draft night, never know what's going to happen, and we'll get a bit more clarity on how everything might fall. And with live trading, it does give a bit of flexibility with it. But I predict that we'll go in with it. Our next pick now, just with what we brought in, not till the third round, and we'll probably have one out the back. So we're probably limited in terms of pick swaps. We've got some points considerations next year as well. So that's why it was really important to keep our first pick next year, and we've got a couple of third rounders next year as well, so we feel we've sort of got a bit of protection there. So they're probably limited in ways just due to what's coming through our academy and where our picks are this year in terms of those trades, but we're always open-minded to improving our draft down the best we can.
All right, well, I reckon you should expect in the next couple of weeks some very positive emails from Bulldog supporters, what you've been able to do through this period. It's a great outcome for your footy club. Pick 13 still in hand, and the bookends to help things out with a magnificent midfield. Good luck, Sam. Appreciate your time.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.